Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin sought to project strength and ease at his annual news conference and call-in show Thursday. He boasted that his military operation in Ukraine had strengthened Russia and denied that the downfall of a key ally in Syria had dented Moscow's prestige. In regard to Ukraine, Putin said that a preliminary agreement reached between Russia and Ukrainian negotiators during the early weeks of the war at talks in Istanbul, which was never implemented, could serve as a basis for future discussions. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at an EU summit in Brussels on Thursday.
I think that Putin is not adequate and he's very dangerous for everybody. Dangerous because for him it doesn't matter what it means to be, I mean, this human life, nothing. I think he's crazy. I think so. Really, I think he also thinks that he's crazy. No, it's true. He loves to kill. That's very dangerous for everybody.
Zelensky also said that European security guarantees would not be enough for Ukraine, which aspires to join NATO. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a warning to the Houthi rebels on Thursday after Israel launched strikes in Yemen in response to a missile attack from the armed group. Israel said it shot down the missile before it entered Israeli territory. After Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Assad regime in Syria, the Houthis are almost the last remaining arm of Iran's axis of evil. They are learning and will learn the hard way that those who strike Israel will pay a very heavy price for it. Israel launched two waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight, killing at least 9 people, according to the Houthi-controlled satellite channel Al-Masira. Meanwhile, as ceasefire talks continue, Gaza Strip medics said Israeli strikes had killed 41 Palestinians on Thursday. This is VOA News.
At the same time, extensive Israeli airstrikes continue. They are violations of Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and they must stop.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that there was a flame of hope in Syria following the fall of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Following the fall of Assad's government, Israel unleashed airstrikes on military sites, including the country's Air Force, Navy, and weapons stockpiles.
Let me be clear. There should be no military forces in the area of separation other than UN peacekeepers, period.
Guterres spoke before a UN Security Council meeting chaired by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Guterres also raised the prospect of the international community making a step towards easing sanctions on Syria. French President Emmanuel Macron visited cyclone-wrecked Mayotte as residents urged for water, food, and other aid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
About 500 displaced people are sheltering in a school in Mayotte, lying on the floor with little access to food or water. Clothes are scattered across the lobby, babies sleep on mattresses in the hallway, and young children try to entertain themselves with games while others mourn the loss of loved ones. Displaced resident Abdul Humadou tells the AP, I want to know from the state, is it like this in all French regions, or is it just in Mayotte that they've abandoned the island? People in the school say the president's visit angers some. The money spent on travelling should, they say, have been used elsewhere. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A French court found Dominique Pellicot guilty on Thursday of repeatedly drugging and raping his wife and inviting dozens of strangers to rape her unconscious body in a case that has horrified the world. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
A French court found all 51 defendants guilty on Thursday in a drugging and rape case that horrified the world and transformed her, the victim of those crimes, into a stirring symbol of courage and resilience. Pellicot's ex-husband of 50 years, Dominique Pellicot, had pleaded guilty. The court in Avignon, southern France, sentenced Dominique Pellicot to the maximum 20 years in jail. Women's rights activist Laurine Pessiguier said the trial should prove a watershed.
I hope there will be a before and after this trial for all the victims of domestic, sexual and sexist violence.
In all, the court found 47 of the defendants guilty of rape, 2 guilty of attempted rape, and 2 guilty of sexual assault.
Lucy Fielder for Reuters. A state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others. The ruling on Thursday means it will be up to the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia to find another prosecutor to take over the case and to decide whether to continue to pursue it. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.